Will Michigan change term limits? Legislative leadership has approached Voters Not Politicians, the group that successfully backed a ballot measure that will virtually end gerrymandering, to consider an effort to eliminate term limits or at least lengthen the amount of time someone can hold office. Joining me to talk about that are our Friday political commentators. T.J. Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's also a former Republican majority leader of the Michigan Senate. All right, T.J., you ask any random group of people about term limits and whether they're in favor of them, and they really like the idea of stopping career politicians and, as they say, throwing the rascals out. How do you think voters will respond to this possible initiative?
Well, unfortunately, term limits in terms of their popularity with Michigan citizens are still relatively high. People believe if you don't follow the legislature with any sort of regularity, that term limits sort of keep the bad guys at bay and make sure that there's a, you know, a fresh new influx of people in Michigan who, you know, are focused on real issues. But the fact of the matter is that I think we're learning, and we have learned, that term limits have not been successful in Michigan from a policy perspective.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think a couple things. One, the acrimony and the hue and cry that goes on in Lansing has only become more polarized and has not led to a system or an environment that lends itself to making bipartisan deals. And we saw this in the last budget. I mean, things are so polarized in Lansing that a Democratic governor creates a budget in one corner and Republican legislators create a budget in another corner with very little discussion, very little talking. That just didn't happen, you know, years ago when there weren't term limits, because people realized it was, you know, more of a long-term position and that they had to work together with their colleagues.
Ken, 13 years of research out of Wayne State University shows that term limits did not accomplish the things that its backers predicted, you know, having these citizen legislators. Instead, it created a whole new set of problems. Should and can term limits be changed in Michigan?
Well, I want to, you know, I certainly want to give the two legislative leaders credit, along with the State Chamber of Commerce and the organization Voters Not Politicians. I want to give them credit for apparently having some serious discussions about it. But we're a long way from anything appearing on the ballot soon, because there are so many issues that have to sort of be wrestled with. You know, what does it look like and who does it affect? For example, do you lengthen it for statewide offices along with the legislature? The timing of it, when you put something on the ballot, you know, what are the other elements that might go along with it? So, you know, give people credit for jump-starting the discussion, but we're a long way from something that voters are going to cast a vote on.
Now let's talk a little further about why you guys think they should be changed. I mean, the idea is, you know, we've had these fresh faces and nobody gets too comfortable, but at the same time, you lose all that institutional knowledge. You lose the fact that people are thinking long-term, because they know they might still be in that same office in 10 years and they want to make sure that they don't have to deal with this problem again. Those plus, you know, the concept that lobbyists and bureaucrats are the only ones with institutional knowledge anymore. Are all those things sellable to the public? TJ?
Well, again, Ken is totally right. We have a long way to go to convince Michigan voters that term limits need to be modified. But I think that all the data shows us that governing has become increasingly difficult, and term limits is one of the reasons for that. Again, it's when you don't have to hang around to sort of reap the whirlwind, where you are, you know, penned in by circumstance, when you create an environment that you have to live in, different decisions can be made. And, you know, again, we have very strict term limits here. And while we may not be able to completely eliminate them, we need modifications to those term limits here so we can actually have an environment in which individuals can make this more of a longer stop in their career, where they can develop relationships and understand the process. I mean, Ken was a very respected leader when he was in the legislature, and that's because term limits were not in effect. He worked across the aisle with people on so many issues. But today, you know, bipartisan agreement doesn't always happen. And it doesn't because people don't have to deal with the circumstances of the decisions they make.
Ken, that idea of institutional knowledge being handed off to bureaucrats and lobbyists, is that real?
Oh, yeah. And mostly it goes to the bureaucrats. Actually, you know, lobbyists under term limits, they have as tough a time as anybody because of the turnover. It's really the bureaucrats because they're not term limited. And I think the power has shifted to the executive branch. The reason I don't like term limits, there's a lot of them, but there's two impacts that I think are really bad. One is you don't have time to build any political capital to cast tough votes. And that goes against how they were sold. That the idea was that, well, you'll have these citizen politicians that don't worry about the political consequences. They could just do the right thing. Well, that doesn't happen. You don't have time to build up support in your district so that you can cast a tough vote now and then. The second thing that happens is it's increased political fundraising enormously because of the turnover of seats. People get elected to the state house. They immediately start fundraising for a state senate race. And it's never good to increase the need to raise money in politics.
I want to ask about one more thing that kind of raised some eyebrows. This idea of the Republican leadership working with voters, not politicians, is a bit novel. I mean, the Republicans are not happy with the voter-approved idea of an independent commission for redrawing the lines of districts. This kind of confirms that whole idea of politics makes strange bedfellows. TJ, what's going on here?
Well, I think that, you know, Ken said this in the beginning of the interview, you know, I think that people do have to be given some credit to try and jumpstart the process here. And again, voters, not politicians, I think a couple of years ago came out of nowhere and created a system of change in Michigan, which I think we'll start to see the benefits of in the next year or two. But term limits are an entirely different story. The numbers are not good in terms of people understanding the impact of term limits, how they can be negative to the governance process. And so, you know, I think that the chamber and I think Republican leadership have said for, you know, a few cycles now, I think Mike Shirkey, the Senate Majority Leader now, I think has alluded to this, that we need to change this. And I don't think that sentiment comes from Senator Shirkey wanting to stay in office forever. I think he understands that it's the landscape in Lansing is increasingly difficult and we need to make some changes. But yeah, you see this a lot where you have different people with perhaps different perspectives sort of banding together and that's admirable, but we're going to need many more people in the bandwagon before we be able to effect some change.
Yeah, we've heard from more than one Speaker of the House, former Speakers of the House, who've said, there's no way I should have had that position. I didn't know enough to have that position. Ken, what do you think of this idea of voters, not politicians, working with the Republican leadership?
It's, you know, it's going to be an uphill climb to convince the public to make changes to term limits. And so to do that, you are going to need a powerful coalition spanning the political spectrum. And voters, not politicians, state chamber of commerce, Republicans and Democrats sort of would provide the foundation for that kind of powerful coalition. But as we've already pointed out, it's going to be an uphill climb.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's also a former Republican Majority Leader of the Michigan Senate. T.J. Buchholz is President of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Gentlemen, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks, Lester.
Thank you.